There is a movie that was produced in the year 2000.
有个电影叫《心灵访客》，是2000年拍的。
It is about a reclusive writer named William Forrester.
他讲的是一个隐居的作家的故事。这个作家叫 Forrester.
And after writing a book that wins the Pulitzer Prize, he goes and hides himself from public view.
这个作家写了一本书，得了普利策奖，然后他就隐居起来，不愿意让人家看到他。
And he lives off the royalties of his book, but all he does is produce a few articles here and there.
他靠这个书的版权生活，有时候也写一些文章赚点钱。
And he lives in the ghetto, and he looks out his window every once in a while to watch the kids in the playground.
他住在一个穷人住的地方，他经常在窗子上往外面看，看外面小孩怎么玩。
And on a dare, this young student goes into William Forrester's apartment and is startled by William Forrester.
这个那群小孩里面有一个被别的小孩用激将法，然后他就到这个作家的房间里面想去看一看。
And he leaves his backpack behind.
但是他一看见这个作家，他就吓坏了，就跑了，然后把书包落下了。
And in his backpack are all of his journals.
这个书包里面放了他的很多的笔记本。
And William Forrester discovers that Jamal has a gift for writing.
这个作家突然发现这个丢书包的这个孩子有写作的天分。
So he corrects all of the journal entries and then drops the backpack out the window as Jamal's walking by.
这作家就把孩子写的一些文章改了改，然后把他的书包放到路边。
Now you say, what's the likelihood of an old white guy becoming friends with a young black African American?
然后他们就成了朋友。你们想一想，一个年老的白人和一个黑人小孩成为朋友的几率有多大呢？
Yet that is what happens.
然而就发生了。
Jamal is a basketball player, and they start a friendship in his apartment.
这个小孩他是个篮球打篮球的，他也经常来到作家的公寓拜访他。
And Forrester sees in this young Jamal great potential.
这个作家从孩子身上看到很大的潜质。
And he helps to transform that into great accomplishment.
就帮这个孩子从潜质成为了他的成就，帮助他有所成就。
I'm going to jump to a YouTube clip here.
I'm sure I speak on behalf of everyone here in thanking you for this unexpected visit. The quality of your words is something we should all aspire to reach. Mr. Forrester, may I ask, to what do we owe this honor?
Professor Crawford, I spoke here today because a friend of mine wasn't allowed to. A friend who had the integrity to protect me when I was unwilling to protect him. His name is Jamal Wallace.
Jamal Wallace is a friend of yours?
Yes. Yes, he is. I helped him to find his own words by starting with some of mine, and in return, he promised never to say anything to anybody about me. A promise which he kept.
Mr. Forrester, while your visit appears to be heartfelt, I'm sure you will appreciate that it will not change or interfere with this institution reaching a fair and proper decision in his case.
Oh, there's one more issue here. Those words that I read today, I didn't write them. Jamal Wallace did.
Quiet, please. That has no bearing on the decision concerning Mr. That I, as director of this competition, I have final say.
Robert,
in this
sit down.
You can gather what had happened there. Jamal had written an essay.
你们可能也看到了，这个小孩呢，他写了一篇文章。
But he had taken the first line of this essay from something that William Forrester had written.
但是他这个文章一开篇第一句话是那个作家他写的。
And because of that, he was disqualified.
因为这样子的话，他的学校就觉得他这个文章是不合格的。
But in their relationship, you can see that they had developed a friendship.
但是你们可以看出这两个人有一个很深的友谊。
But let me tell you this afternoon.
今天我告诉大家。
You will not find a better friend than Jesus.
你们在世上找不到比耶稣更好的朋友了。
Jesus is the greatest friend that ever walked on planet Earth.
耶稣是我们人生在世能够找到能够经历的最好的朋友。
And the great truth today is that he not only was a friend back there.
今天，他不仅仅以前是那时候人的朋友。
Jesus can still be your friend today.
耶稣今天仍然可以做你的朋友。
And what Jesus does in this passage is he instructs us on how to become friends with others.
我们刚才读的经文里面，耶稣教导我们如何跟人做朋友。
In the moments that we have this afternoon, I'd like to take a look at four of the insights on how to become friends.
所以今天下午我们再来谈一谈，我们怎么样跟人做朋友，有四个看见。
The first is that friendship requires special vision.
第一个看见就是，想要跟人做朋友的话，你必须有独特的眼光。
It says here that Jesus saw a man.
经文里面说，耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人，名叫马太。
William Forrester saw something in the young Jamal.
就像电影里面那个作家，他从那个男孩子身上看到一些东西。
Jesus saw something in Matthew.
耶稣从马太身上也看到一些东西。
What do you see when you look at people?
你看人的时候，你一般都看到什么？
Do you see problems or potential?
你看的是他们的问题还是他们的潜质？
Do you see a drain or do you see a dream?
你把他们当作一个包袱还是当作一个梦想？
Do you see a mess or do you see a masterpiece?
你看了一团糟糕还是看到主的杰作？
See, when the world looked at Matthew, they saw a mess, they saw a problem, they saw someone that they despised.
马太同时代的人看到他都看到一个很讨厌的人，好像一个奸细。
Tax collectors were the most hated people in the town.
那个时候收税的人是城一个村庄里面最可恨的人。
They were despised.
人们都轻视他。
And yet Jesus saw something more than that.
但是耶稣从他身上看到了更多的东西。
So what did Jesus see?
那么耶稣看到什么呢？
He saw a treasure to be mined here.
他看到了很多有待发掘的宝藏。
He saw a man that was using his pen to keep accounts in a ledger book.
他看到不仅仅是一个人在那边记账啊。
And Jesus said, you know what? That pen could be used to write a gospel account that would last for all eternity.
耶稣从他记账的笔上看到了他以后可能用这支笔写书写福音的信息。
He saw in Matthew someone who had the courage to go against the stream, to go upstream.
他也看到马太将会是那个鼓励你向上努力的人。
Someone to stand alone, even when he was the most despised man in town.
虽然在他们村子里没有人理他，他很孤立。
He saw Matthew, someone that was decisive.
但是他发现马太这个人非常的很坚定。
Jesus says, follow me.
耶稣跟他说跟从我。
And Matthew gets up and he follows him.
马太立刻就起来跟从耶稣。
He leaves that type of life all behind him.
他把以前的生活全都抛下了。
See, when Matthew said yes, he meant it.
如果当马太说好的时候，他真的就是愿意跟从。
Jesus saw that in him.
耶稣看到这一点。
He saw that he was social, even though undoubtedly an outcast.
他也看到马太虽然不招人待见，但是他还是很爱与人打交道。
Here's a man who knew how to party.
他也知道怎么样在家里面开一些 party。
He knew how to have friends.
他也知道怎么样去交朋友。
He knew how important that would be for the kingdom.
他也知道当你跟人交朋友的时候是对神的国度很有帮助。
And then he knew that he wasn't a snob.
Pardon me?
How do you translate that?
What?
That he was not a snob.
哦，他不是那种特别爱臭显摆的人。
In English, we would say an uppity up person.
就是那种非常啊显示自己比别人好的人。
Matthew was the real deal. He wasn't a pretender.
他不是那种装腔作势的人。
And so for all these reasons, Jesus said, "I want you to be my disciple."
就是因为这些原因，耶稣拣选了马太，让他做自己的门徒。
So for us to develop friendships, we have to put on Jesus' glasses.
我们如果想要跟人交朋友，必须要戴上主耶稣的眼镜。
I'm going to suggest that these are, oh, look at that.
就戴上眼镜看人。
When I put these glasses on, I look out and I see very valuable people.
当我戴上这个眼镜的时候，我看到每个人都是很有价值的。
I see people that have tremendous potential.
看到大家都有很多的潜质。
See with, oh, you're just ordinary. Whoa, you're special.
摘了眼镜一看，大家都是人模狗样的。
These are Jesus' glasses.
但戴上眼镜就能看到大家好的地方。
Show you how this works. I have a piece of green paper here.
给大家举一个例子，我有一张绿色的纸。
I don't like this paper.
我不喜欢这张纸。
I despise this green paper.
我讨厌这张纸。
You are worthless.
你真是一无用事处。
You are less than worthless.
你真的一点用都没有。
To show you how low I view you, I'm going to crumble you up.
为了显示我多讨厌你，我把你攥成一团。
I'm going to stomp you under my feet.
而且我还踩了上头，踩了。
Take that. Anybody want this worthless piece of paper?
有人想不想要这个没有用的纸呢？
Anybody?
有没有人想要这张纸？
Okay, here you go.One worthless piece of paper for you. Why do you think this is important? Why would you want this?
为什么你想要？
Why? Why is this important?
Is it still green?
It's still green.
因为，他说因为
这个很绿。The king of the treasury said that represents $1.
因为财政部长说那张纸值一块钱。
No matter what I think about it, the king says that that's important.
不管我怎么讨厌那张纸，但是财政部长喜欢那张纸。
Many of you have been stomped on in your life.
你们很多人都觉得自己人生是有个标价的。
Many of you have been told that you're worthless.
很多人会觉得自己一无是处。
That you will amount to nothing.
你们一点什么都不值。
But when you put the Jesus glasses on,
但是当你戴上主耶稣的眼镜，
you see how valuable people are.
你就可以看到。人在神眼里是多么有价值。
If you want to become a good friend,
如果你想当一个好的朋友，
you have to see people like Jesus sees them.
你必须像耶稣看人一样看待别人。
The second insight into friendship.
第二个关于友情的教训。
Is friendship requires us to leave our comfort zone.
友情需要我们离开自己舒适的空间。
Says that Jesus is having dinner at Matthew's house.
经节说，耶稣在屋里坐席的时候
，and that there were many tax collectors and sinners there.
那个屋子里面有很多税吏和罪人。
And then it says he came and ate. He came and ate.
经上说，这些人和他们和耶稣一同坐席，耶稣和他们一同坐席。
The tense of that word, those two words there, mean that they didn't come for a short period of time. They came for a long dinner.
那个原文的语态就是说，不是只是吃了一下就走了，而是待了很长的时间。
This was not a trip to McDonald's.
不是大家一起去麦当劳吃个快餐那样。
Burger and fries.
叫一个 burger 就好了。
This was a Chinese hot pot dinner.
这就像中国的火锅。
Where you put the ingredients into the divided hot pot.
你把那些材料放在这口锅里。
And you let it cook.
你让他慢慢去做。
And then you take it and you put it in the old mother sauce.
然后你把它拿出来放到你的酱里头
and you eat it.
然后再吃掉
and then you put the lamb in.
然后再把羊肉放进去
then you put the vegetables in.
然后放蔬菜
and finally you put the noodles in.
然后最后放面条
and it takes a long time for this meal.
这一顿饭要吃很久
that's what was happening here.
这个就是耶稣当时跟他们坐席的情形
and Jesus was eating this meal with the worst type of people in town.
耶稣和当时村子里面最招人讨厌的一帮人一起吃饭。
They were sinners.
他们是罪人。
Those are the worst people.
这些是最坏的人。
They're identified as tax collectors.
他们是称作税吏的一些人。
But Jesus didn't hesitate to be in this circle.
但是耶稣一点都不犹豫就加入到他们当中。
Because he knew that the people in that circle needed a doctor.
因为他知道这些人需要他，需要一个医生来医治他们。
So if we are going to become friends,
如果我们想去跟人交朋友
we have to leave the circle of our comfort zone.
我们必须离开自己的舒适空间。
This is my comfort zone. This is my circle. I feel very comfortable here.
这个是我的舒适的空间，非常舒服。
The people in this circle protect me.
在这里面，我觉得有保护。
They affirm me.
而且这里面的人对我都
很好。They love me.
都很爱我。
But there's a circle over here.
但是那边还有一个圈儿。
And the people in this circle are very, very different than me.
那个圈子里的人跟我一点都不一样。
They have a different culture.
他们有不同的文化。
They have different values.
不同的价值观。
They don't know Jesus.
他们不认识耶稣。
These folks might even be sinners.
那些人都是罪人。
So if I'm going to be a friend like Jesus,
如果我想跟耶稣交朋友的话
I need to leave this circle.And go to this circle.
如果我要想像耶稣那样跟人交朋友，我就要离开自己舒适的圈子，到另一个圈子里面去。
See, if I'm in this circle and I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to wait till they come over.
那你也会想，我在这等等他们过来到我的圈子里来。
How long will I have to wait?
我不知道为什么我要先去。
It could be a lifetime.
那你可能就会等一辈子。
But if I say like Jesus.I'm going to put my glasses on and I'm going to move over here. I am making a deliberate step to reach out and love them.
但如果我戴上主耶稣的眼镜，我立刻就走到那个圈子里面的时候。
So the question is, what should we do?
所以问题的就是，
in the transition between those two circles.
在从我们从自己的圈子走到别人圈子里面，我们要怎么做呢？
And I would suggest we start with prayer.
我建议大家先祷告开始。
Just pray, Lord, give me courage to move from my comfort zone to that circle.
祷告求神给你勇气，从你的舒适空间到别人的空间里面。
And then smile at everyone.
然后就对每一个人微笑。
You know, Christians are so, they look like they've been sucking on lemons.
好像很多时候，基督徒都好像在里面嚼一个柠檬一样。
They're always crabby and complaining.
总是抱怨，愁眉苦脸的。
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
这个其实喜乐是我们的力量。
So we need to have a smile on our face. We need to pray about it. Then we have to pray again.
我们需要脸上挂着微笑，然后再祷告。
And then I would specifically start to pray for three people that you want to meet in this circle.
然后你要开始为三个特定的人祷告，在那个圈子里的人祷告。
Just start praying God's blessings on them.
求神去祝福他们。
And then put your Jesus glasses on.
然后戴上耶稣的眼镜。
Get them on. Whoa! Look at that. What a treasure that person is.
然后看到他们是多么的财，多么有财富。
Compliment them. Say, wow! That's an incredible tattoo that you have. That's beautiful.
就称赞他们，夸奖他们身上的纹身。
Then ask them, actually, your context. Can I take you out for a cup of tea?
然后问他们能不能跟你去喝杯咖啡啊
？Ask them, can you tell me your story?
跟他们讲说，哎，把你的故事讲给我听听。
And then say, that's an incredible story. Thank you for sharing.
然后说，不可思议，感谢你的分享。
And finally say this, I really like you. Could we be friends?
最后你可以说，我真的很喜欢你，我们能不能做朋友啊？
That's the plan. That's the homework.
这就是大家的家庭作业。
It's as complicated and as simple as that.
它听起来很复杂，但是很简单。
All right, let's look at the third ingredient. That requires caring for the hurting.
第三个要讲的就是友情需要去安慰受伤的人。
Jesus calls us to share mercy. Mercy.
耶稣告诉我们要有连续。
Isn't it interesting that he says in this phrase, go and learn? It's like he's a teacher scolding his students.
耶稣跟法利赛人说：“你们且去揣摩，就好像一个老师跟他的学生讲的。”
He's saying to the religious leaders, "You guys aren't catching this, so go back to your desks and study this again."
就好像他对那些宗教领袖说：“你们还不懂，你们回去再想想。”
He goes, "I want you to show mercy to these folks."
他说的是：“我喜爱连续，想让你们去展示连续。”
Right. This is typically what happens. John, could you be my In my friend circle. Okay, so I'm in this circle here. He's in that circle there. He's not following Jesus Christ, right?
鲁俊他没有跟随耶稣。
We're just pretending, okay?
假装他没有跟随耶稣。
So I could sit in this circle and say, look at him. Look at him. He's not following Jesus.
我可以在我的圈子里面指点他说，你看他根本就不跟随耶稣。
That's not going to help.
可是一点用都没有。
Because he knows he's not following Jesus.
因为他自己知道他没有跟随耶稣。
But when I put the glasses on, I see, oh, John is to be treasured.
当我戴上耶稣的眼镜，我看到。
So I say, Lord, give me strength.
鲁俊真的是很好，我就。
And when I come into this circle, I don't go this. What should I be doing?
我应该怎么做呢？
That's what I do.
那是你应该做的。
Thank you. You are excellent.
Thank you.
Good. We want to show mercy to folks.
我们应该对人有连续。
He is not the enemy.
他不是敌人。
Who's the enemy?
谁是敌人？
Satan. Satan is the enemy that has tricked him.
撒旦是敌人，这个敌人把鲁俊绊倒了。
So we are going to show mercy.
我们要去给人连续。
Look at this last phrase. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
Have you ever been out to a dinner, meal with someone that's on call?
你有没有跟一个人出去吃饭，但是那个人不巧正好他是需要听从他公司里面的一些，就是他要被公司里面的人。
Maybe they're a doctor or a nurse.
也许他们是医生或者护士。
Or a CEO.
或者一个老板。
And they're on call.
他们工作上经常有事情要来找他们。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean for a person to be on call?
如果一个人他是处于这种要在公司里面要被人家随时召唤的这个状态，这是个什么状态呢？
This is what it means.
就是这个意思。
It means that dinner could be interrupted at any time by a phone call.
意思就是你们吃饭的时候，随时都可能被一个电话打扰。
You could be cutting your meat and the phone rings.
那个电话就响了。
And that person has to answer the phone.
然后那个人就不得不接电话。
That's what it means to be a Christian.
就和做基督徒是一样的。
It means that we give our phone number to Jesus.
就好像我们把自己的电话号码给了耶稣。
And we say we are on call at any time.
我们随时随地都是受耶稣差遣的。
And whatever directions you give us, we're going to follow.
无论耶稣指点我们去哪一个方向，我们都要跟随。
We're going to set aside our agenda and we're going to follow your agenda.
我们立刻要放下手上的事情，去跟随耶稣。
That is what we need to do because we're in this circle always on call from the Lord.
那就是我们需要做的，因为我们在自己的圈子里面，但是我们随时随地要受主的调遣。
And this is what the Lord says every time we're on call.
这是每一次主给我们打电话，他会这样说。
Love the folks in this circle.
去爱那个圈子里的人。
Love them.
去爱他们。
All right, let's go to the last.
最后一点。
Last insight on friendship.
友情。
It requires a motivation through love.
友情需要爱来做动力。
All right, we're going to play a little detective game here.
我们来做一个游戏。
Where is love found in these verses?
在这个经节里面，你找到爱这个词了吗？
Anyone see it?
你看到这个字了吗？
What was that? Where is love found? Anybody newly married here? Who's the newest couple? Who's the newest couple? Anybody married?
刚结婚的。
Anybody married within 2 years?
结了两年的。
3 years.
三年的。
Okay. They are, see how they're smiling? Do you notice that?
你看他们笑得多开心啊。
Okay, that's a little bit of a hint. Where is the love here?
那就是我们的一个提示。这个经节里面哪里讲爱了？
Who's the bridegroom?
谁是新娘？
Who's the bridegroom here?
在这里面谁是新娘？
It's Jesus. Remember, whenever pastors ask questions, the answer is always Jesus.
每一次一个牧师问你什么问题，你就答耶稣就对了。
Jesus is our bridegroom.
耶稣是我们的新郎。
Which makes us what?
We are the bride. 我们就是新娘了。
We are the bride. He is the bridegroom.
我们是新娘，他是新郎。
Do you see the love here?
你看到这种爱的关系吗？
We are not in a relationship with Jesus where he is the dictator and we are the servants.
我们跟耶稣的关系不是一个独裁者和他仆人的关系。
We are in a relationship with Jesus where he is the bridegroom and we are the bride.
我们的关系是新娘和新郎的关系。
Brides love the bridegroom.
新娘应该爱她的新郎。
And bridegrooms love the bride.
新郎也爱新娘。
It's interesting that in this phrase it says, the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them.
这个经节说，但日子将到，新郎要离开他们。
Do you know where that phrase is from?
这句话是怎么来的呢？
It's a verse that will be read on Good Friday this week.
那么我们即将来临的周五就要读那个经节。
Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书五十三章。
You can read that. Could you read that?
因受欺压和审判，他被夺去；至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？
So here's the question: How can the Messiah die?
问题就是弥赛亚怎么会死呢？
He's cut off the Messiah.
他们怎么能剪除弥赛亚呢？
And the second question is, why would the Messiah die?
第二问题就是为什么弥赛亚会死？
It says in these verses, the Messiah is going to be cut off. The Messiah, the King.
这个经节告诉我们弥赛亚将被剪除。
Creator of the universe.
他是天地万物的创造者。
Is going to come to this planet.
他来到这个地球上。
He is going to be cut off.
他要被剪除。
And he's going to do it because of transgressions.
他将要这么做，也将会这样发生，就是因为百姓的罪过。
Can you grasp how much you are loved by God?
你能不能体会神有多爱你？
Jesus came and died on a cross.
耶稣来到世上，为我们死在十字架上。
Because of my sin.
就是因为我自己的罪过。
He became sin for me.
他因为我的缘故，为我担当了罪孽。
Second Corinthians, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us.
哥林多后书五章二十一节，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
So here's the bridegroom.
So, okay, go ahead.
He's laying down his life for us.
这就是我们的新郎，他宁愿为我们舍命。
He's becoming the outcast.
他自己成为一个被人唾弃的人。
And why is the bridegroom dying?
为什么新郎会死？
So that we don't have to die.
就是因为他死了，我们就不会死的。
He's dying in our place.
他是为我们死的。
And that's what motivates us.
那就是我们的动力。
That's why I'm in this circle, and this circle is comfortable.
那就是为什么我在我自己的圈子里，这个圈子很舒服。
But because Jesus gave his all and he gave his life.
但是因为主耶稣把他自己的生命都给我了。
I'm not afraid to give my all and give my life to move over here.
那么我也不害怕把我自己的东西给他，走到另一个圈子里。
It's all because of love.
都是因为爱。
At the end of the movie, a very interesting event happens.
在电影的结末，有个很有趣的片段。
William Forrester gets enough strength and enough courage to go back to Scotland.
这个作家他有了足够的勇气回到现实生活。
While he is in Scotland, he writes a second book.
他回到苏格兰又写了一本书。
And then he writes this letter to Jamal.
然后他就给这个黑人孩子写了一封信。
And he says, while I may have waited until the winter of my life to see the things that I have seen this past year, there is no doubt I would have waited too long had it not been for you.
他说我在这个最近一年经历的一些事情，我等了很久，直到晚年才等到。但是如果没有遇到你的话，我可能还要等得更久。
I want to challenge you.To think in terms of two people saying, "Had it not been for you."
我想给大家一个挑战，让你们想一想，世上有没有两个人能够想到你的时候说，哎呀，要是没有他的话。
The first is your bridegroom, Jesus.
第一个就是你的新郎主耶稣。
Had it not been for him, we would have no hope.
如果没有他，我们就没有希望。
Had it not been for him, we would be still in our sin.
如果没有他，我们还在罪里沉沦。
We would still be in darkness and in despair.
我们还是在黑暗、绝望当中生活。
Had it not been for him,
如果没有他，
you need to say that. You need to believe that in your heart.
你应该把它说出来，而且心里面真的这么相信。
That's what it means to be a Christ follower.
那就是为什么要做耶稣的门徒。
But the second application is this.
第二个应用。
Wouldn't it be great if on the first day of heaven,
如果你进天堂那第一天，
there would be several people that would say,
你遇到了好几个人都这么跟你说，
had it not been for you,
如果不是你的话，
I won't be here today.
我不会来这儿。
Had it not been for your friendship, I would have been lost.
如果不是你的友谊，我已经沉沦了。
You are the one who brought me to Jesus.
你是那个把我带到耶稣面前的人。
We all need to commit ourselves to moving to this circle and loving people.And caring for them.
我们都需要走到那一个圈子里面去爱他们，关心他们。
Tomorrow, as you go out into the marketplace,
明天当你们走到世界上的时候，
put on your Jesus glasses,
戴上耶稣的眼镜，
see the people around you,
看看身边的人，
realize that they are treasure,
你们知道他们都是宝藏。
Ask God for strength to move into their circle.
求神给你力量，让你能够走出去。
Show them mercy and love.
把你的爱展示给他们。
And introduce them to the bridegroom.
把他们带到新郎的面前。
May God give us strength to do this.
求神给我们力量。
Lord, thank you.
主啊，感谢你。
Had it not been for you,
如果没有你，
we'd be lost in our sin.
我们都在罪里沉沦。
Had it not been for you, we would have no hope for tomorrow.
如果没有你，我们明天都没有盼望。
Had it not been for the Holy Spirit, we would not have the power to live the Christian life.
如果没有圣灵的带领，我们也没有力量去生活。
So we surrender to you today.
所以今天我们向你投降。
We give our lives to you.
我们把我们的生命交给你。
And we ask for strength to love people.
我们求你给我们去爱别人的力量。
To love the Matthews of this world.
去爱那些世上的马太。
And I pray that every person in this room.
我求你带领在座的每一位。
Would be able to intentionally go into the circle of another person's life this week.
愿意去有意地走到别人的生活圈子里面去结识他们。
Lord, help us to imitate Jesus.
主啊，帮助我们效法你。
We pray this in His name.
用耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.